Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. Taking a look at what's happening up at the State House today, the Taxation Committee is holding a public hearing at 10 on two bills, one of which is an act to establish a system of revenue sharing for the use and management of coastal resources. It's a concept draft, and it reads, quote, "This bill would establish a fair and equitable system of revenue sharing for the commercial, industrial, and recreational use and management of Maine's coastal resources that ensures a direct benefit to the communities most affected by the use of the resources and that promotes statewide economic growth. The bill would establish a standardized fee and royalty schedule for the use of those resources based on the type and scale of activities conducted and a formula for the distribution of the revenue generated, with a portion of the funds to be retained by the state to support the administration, enforcement, and oversight of coastal resource activities, and a portion of the funds to be distributed to affected communities and stakeholders. Under the bill, collection of established fees and royalties and distribution of that revenue would be administered and overseen by a statutorily established revenue sharing board consisting of representatives from state agencies, municipal governments, and other stakeholders," end quote. It is being sponsored by Senator Joseph Martin from Oxford, Representative Sobolewski from Phillips, Representative Wadsworth from Hiram, Senator Searway from Kennebec, Representative Joseph Underwood from Presque Isle, Representative Peter Conley Wood from Norway, and Representative Michael Lance from Paris. All Republicans, none representing coastal communities. At that 10 o'clock public hearing this morning, the Committee on Taxation will also be taking comments on LD 1939, an act to close Maine's tax loophole for offshore profit shifting. It's 9 pages long, single space, so if you'd like to read it, I'll put a link to it on the archives of today's program. The summary reads, quote, "This bill, based on the model statute for worldwide combined reporting, requires a taxpayer, including a corporation or unitary business, that reports more than $1 billion in gross revenues to file a combined return containing all the financial information of that taxpayer's net profits and gross revenues worldwide. The taxpayer's liability for Maine corporate income tax is determined based on that combined return." That bill is presented by Representative Ann Higgins-Matlack from St. George, Senator Mike Tipping from Penobscot, and Representative Daniel Sayer from Kennebunk, all Democrats. So on the surface, it appears that the 10 o'clock public hearing that the Taxation Committee is going to hold today in Augusta will take comments on a bill from Republicans that creates levels of new bureaucracy within the government in an attempt to fairly distribute profits, and one that's backed by Democrats that would make sure that giant corporations making over $1 billion a year don't pose as smaller entities while doing business in Maine. That's what it appears on the surface to those of us in the public. If it piqued your interest and you're wondering what's really going on behind these bills, you can listen in this morning. I'll put links to both of the bills and also to the live feed on the archives with today's program at weru.org. It should be up there right now if you want to go find that. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.